Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's get right to it. The front page of most of the major papers this morning, including the New York Times and the Washington Post. Scientists fear Trump will dismiss climate change report. The Times has reviewed an alarming draft report by government scientists who say climate change is happening now and severely affecting the U.S. The report directly contradicts claims about global warming made by the Trump administration, which must sign off on it before it can be released.
Well, look, David, this is just terrible, nothing worse. First of all, as much as we admire all the scientists on the outside who are doing the most important work in the world, showing what's happening, this is from the government. So now Trump turns his fire onto the people in the government themselves, the scientists who are there to protect us. I have to say, I don't understand how this guy got where he's gotten. I don't understand how he is antithetical to health care in America, how he takes one of the worst possible scourges that could ever happen to this world and to this nation and denies it. If in fact he does deny it, and it hasn't happened yet, then I think there is a real fear on my part that something is terribly, terribly wrong with this man. I've always known it, but this is just beyond the pall. I mean, I don't understand how, when the scientists come together as a unit and they say this is happening and we have just a few chances to stop it from happening, a guy turns around, plays his golf game up there, and intones how it's all phony. We've heard that from him before. It's frightening. It's awful.
Perhaps his performance thus far is starting to make an impact on his own supporters. I see a poll from CNN conducted by the independent research company SSRS that Trump's, quote, strong approval among Republicans has dropped from 73% in February, shortly after he took office, to 59% now. Still, overall, 83% of Republicans approve of Trump's performance.
Well, look, when you take a national poll, there's no question. CNN says 38% approve nationally. Now we're talking not about Republicans, but everybody. When you see Quinnipiac, it's down to 33%. It doesn't matter whether it's 33% or 38%. Every one of these polls, David, shows that his numbers are lessening within that particular poll over time. So this is really very bad news for him. We are now reading in the New York Times today that he is out in his New Jersey golf club, and he might come into New York City, where he would be met by incredible crowds and numbers of people protesting him from being there. It can't be good for him. So these polls are very bad numbers and very scary, because even the people within his party, now look, 75% of Republicans still may approve of him, but even that number is getting lower. So what we're facing here is that pretty soon everybody will be in on it. And that's when, of course, the Republican congressmen and senators begin to flee and say it's either him or me and it's not going to be me. We've talked about this for a long time. Now, David, one of the things that we are looking at is the potential firing of Mueller. I've always said that in his mind, not mine, his, you know, he has to fire Mueller, because Mueller is clearly going to follow the money, clearly going to find out what was going on in Russia with the Trump family and others. And this is something that this president is not going to be able to deal with. So there's a very interesting op-ed in the New York Times this morning, which makes the case that the kinds of fixes that two bipartisan pairs of senators have proposed will not work, because if the attorney general himself, Sessions, has pulled out and is moved aside, that would mean that theoretically Trump could fire Rosenstein, and that would be the way to get to Mueller. Do we think that Trump will do it? There are those people who think he has to do it, not because they want him to, but because otherwise Mueller gets the goods and he's cooked.
Getting information from the president hasn't been easy. President Donald Trump has held just one solo press conference since he took office 200 days ago. It's a break, Alan, from past presidents. Everyone since Dwight Eisenhower held more solo press conferences than Trump has by this point in their terms.
Well, it's just one more example of how you manipulate public opinion. If you feel that the reporters are going to get you, you move aside and you say, okay, I'm not going to see those reporters. It is something that every president has to face, obviously, because these are people who are out there to do their jobs. It's not gotcha. It's can you explain everything that you're doing? And the answer in his case is he can't, and therefore no press conference.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, David.